This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating TRC evaluation on Chastity B. Morial. Patient's last name Morriel, first name Chassidy, middle initial B, date of birth 3/24/2001, date of visit 12/18/23. Claimant Chastity Morial, who's accompanied by her mother, period. Reason for visit for today for screening test for visual acuity and general medical exam with neurological emphasis. History of presenting illness. As per the mother, patient was diagnosed with blindness in the left eye at age 3. Initially, it was thought to be something in the eye, and she even underwent a strabismus surgery. But eventually, it was after a more comprehensive workup with an MRI, showed that there was issues in the brain that was causing the vision problem, and which is not correctable by surgery or by glasses. The mother also thinks a patient may fall in some spectrum of autism because she has lots of problem getting along, interacting with other human beings, period. Past medical history denies any major, I mean, she does have a history of a form of seizure for which she is on medical treatment. She also has a lot of problem with allergies and sinuses for which she is being treated. And she's also has a history of obesity, mainly due to less physical inactivity. Current medications include Lamotrigine ER 100 milligrams, she takes 2 a day. Phentermine 30 milligrams, the Lamotrigine is for her seizures. Phentermine 30 milligrams, 1 a day for the last 1 year and has lost 25 pounds. Cetirizine 10 milligrams for her allergy symptoms. Surgical history, correction of strabismus surgery in childhood. Social history, she is currently living with her mother. She used to live alone for 1 year, which she quit in 6 months ago due to high cost of living, period. She was working in the Goodwill store, currently not working. She's single. She does not smoke or drink alcohol or use drugs. She lives with the mother and helps out with the household chores. She is not on disability or workman's comp. Family history. Father is deceased. Her mother and brothers are alive. Patient limitations. Patient claims she can sit for a few hours, stand for however long needed, but can walk at a stretch for 15 minutes and then some. She can walk long distances. But mother states that she has been found at some time not to be able to recognize sounds at all through a formal ENT evaluation, and that may make it difficult for her to walk outside. Patient claims she can carry up to 30 pounds. On examination, patient is obese, 5 feet 9 inches tall, weight is 266 pounds, blood pressure 110 over 64, pulse 76, pulse ox 99%, temperature 96, BMI 39, she's right-handed, she does not smoke or drink or use drugs. She does not use contacts or eyeglasses, her right eye visual acuity was 20/70 and left was 20/400, and both together eval was 20 by 70. On exam, patient disobeys. Head normocephalic, ENT, no evidence of acute infection. Throat appears normal. Ears without any bags. A neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or teromegaly. Lungs quite clear. Heart S1 and S2 with regular sinus rhythm. Abdomen is obese, soft, not tender. Bowel sounds normal. Extremities, no edema. Abdomen is CNS exam. Cranial nerves. Two to 12 intact, except for the range of the eye exam, extraocular muscles in normal range, normal action. Motor strength. Her strength is normal in all four extremities, 5x5 in both upper and both lower extremities. The gait is gait and station are normal. She's able to stand on her heels and on her toes. Tandem walking is normal. Range of motion in her shoulders, elbows, and wrists bilaterally are this full range of motion. Range of motion in the hip, knees, and ankles and toes are also in full range of motion in both sides. Reflexes are normal. Sensory system is intact. Repetitive action acuity is normal. Straight leg raising test is negative bilaterally. She is able to heel, able to walk, toe walking and heel walking. She's able to sit and stand. She's able to get in and out of the exam table without any support. She's able to dress and undress and dress. Grip strength, pinch strength, ability to use upper extremities, performing gross and fine functions is normal. She's able to sit, stand, move, lift, carry, handle, etc. But her limitation obviously is secondary to the complete blindness in the right left eye. Legal diagnosis is legal blindness, period. She's able to raise her arms above her overhead. Her other diagnoses include seizure activity, obesity. There may be some social dysfunction secondary to possible autism spectrum, and no formal evaluation has been done for this. She does not have any limitations in her motor functions. Assessment, left legal blindness in left eye. Seizure disorder and obesity. At this time, with this limited evaluation, she, as per the mother, she's undergone formal evaluation by pediatric ophthalmologists in Austin since age 3, and she's had a very comprehensive exam, and the blindness cannot be corrected with glasses or surgery or contact lens. I do feel that patients' employment is limited due to the extreme blindness in the left eye and moderate to severe blindness in the right eye, which cannot be corrected by corrective lenses or surgery.